This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. I always like to talk about the things going on at our local hospitals, and in this case, one of them is expanding some of its services, specifically those who might need a mammography. It's going to be, I would say, significantly easier for that to happen now if you use OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Mary Mowen is the Medical Imaging Director at St. Mary's, and she is here with us today. Thanks so much for your time and for coming in.
Thanks for asking me to come in, Will.
Absolutely. We're very glad to have you come in. The news basically is that you can almost get a mammography anytime you need one now.
Well, yes, as a part of a larger effort to look at appointment access for a lot of our busy patients and for convenience, we are looking at having walk-in mammography times available once a week.
That's great.
So
what kind of led to that? I imagine when you think of something so, I guess, for lack of a better term, as personal as needing a mammography, that's it can be kind of not intimidating, but maybe uncomfortable. I don't know, especially when you have to think about having it done, right?
Well, really, we recognize that all of us have busy lives nowadays, mm-hmm. and sometimes it's just hard to schedule an appointment. And so we were trying to look at, you know, ways we could improve access and make things easier for our patients. A screening mammography is something that you don't have to have an order from the doctor for. You can come in as long as you're in the right age bracket and all that kind of thing. So that's what we were looking at, trying to make it easier for women to come in and have that done.
Regarding that age bracket, there's a specific age when it starts to be recommended that you get one pretty frequently, right?
Yes, about age 40 is the start date, and it goes through until, you know, we have women as old as 75 or 80 come in for screening mammograms.
Yeah, I would imagine so. And what do they say when they come in? Or do they feel pensive, nervous? I mean, especially that first time, that can be, especially if you, I guess, maybe only have a little bit of an idea of what you're in for lack of a better term. It can be a pretty scary thing, can't it?
It can be a little scary. It's a little unexpected. There's a lot of, talk about how uncomfortable it is and a lot of jokes and things are made. But really, our mammography staff is handpicked to make the experience for the patient as easy as possible. And they do a super job of putting women at ease and making them feel comfortable with what's going to happen.
From either a technological or a medical standpoint, I guess, have mammographies changed over the years? Are they more or less invasive, I guess, for lack of a better term?
One of the biggest advances in technology that we've had in the last probably 5 to 10 years is 3D mammography.
Wow.
And that's kind of a way to take layered pictures.
Yeah.
It helps us sort out what's going on with all that overlapping tissue. It's becoming the standard of care, and we do recommend 3D mammography to our patients. In Illinois, it's required to be covered under the Illinois Insurance Act, but you do need to check with your insurance provider and make sure that it will be covered before you come in. If you can do that before you come in for a walk-in, it'll make it that much easier to get you through quickly and easily.
It seems like maybe we hear about, unfortunately, about more people getting breast cancer and things like that. Is it on the rise, or is it just that maybe we're becoming more aware of it than in years past?
Well, I think we're more aware of it, but actually when I started doing mammography about 30 years ago, the incidence was 1 in 12 mm-hmm. women, and now it's 1 in 8 women, so the mm-hmm. incidence is definitely on the rise. The good news is that we've been able to reduce the death rate from breast cancer significantly over the last 10 to 20 years, and that's partly because of treatment changes, but it's also because of early detection, and mammography plays an important part in that.
Yeah, I was just thinking of, we just got past the Relay for Life here in Knox County, and I sure do hear about more survivor stories, fortunately, than I used to.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Talk a little bit about the procedure in general, especially for this walk-in clinic. What do you have to do? What do you have to think about? That sort of thing.
So the walk-in clinic is going to be from noon to 2:30 on Wednesdays. No appointment is needed. This is for your annual screening only, so you can't have any problem like a lump or pain, and it has to have been at least a year since your last mammogram, or it has to be your very first mammogram. We can't do them sooner than a year for a screening interval. When you come to the hospital, just come in our beautiful new lobby.
Yeah.
Go to the registration area and tell them that you'd like to have a walk-in mammogram, and they will get you set up and send you on to mammography. And in the mammography department, our technologists will be there ready to serve you.
And this starts a week from today, correct?
Yes. Yep.
And again, that's August 15th. So again, you walk in, and as you said, since insurance is required to cover it, other than having the test done yourself, you don't have much to worry about then.
Right. We just like women to check ahead of time to make sure that 3D portion will indeed be covered by insurance, because we all know there can be a loophole or two. We don't want someone to be surprised by that.
And you're usually able to see right away if there's a lump or something like that?
If there's any problem, the radiologist does read the exam later in the day or the next day. And then we always contact you within a few days if there's anything at all that we need to take a closer look at.
I was going to say, what's that next step? You read the results, you talk with the patient eventually, and then if there is a problem, then what's kind of the next step usually?
So if everything's okay, the patient will get a letter at home that says, everything's great, come back in a year. If there is anything that has to be looked at a little bit closer, then we would contact the patient and ask for her to come in at a time when the radiologist is there. The radiologist would do all the testing that we need to do and then talk with the patient about any recommended next steps, such as a biopsy.
Yeah, I was going to say, and that can pretty much be scheduled or discussed and worked out from that point, and that can usually treat course of treatment and whatever can be pretty quick after that, can't it?
Yes, and nowadays we can do a lot of the biopsies with a needle in the radiology department instead of having to go to surgery. So that makes getting an answer even quicker and easier for the patient.
All right, I have another question or two, but before I do that, tell me the when, the where, the details of the walk-in mammography clinic.
Okay, so the walk-in mammography clinic will be on Wednesdays from noon to 2:30. Simply come in, go to the registration area in the lobby. They will get you checked in. Tell them you want a walk-in mammogram. They'll get you checked in, and they'll send you down to mammography, and we'll take it from there.
And again, that starts a week from today. And if for some reason somebody would rather make an appointment and have one done that way, they can still do that, correct?
Certainly. They can call our central scheduling department. We have appointments available Monday through Friday, and also the third Saturday of every month. We take appointments on Saturday morning.
Very good. All right. I'm told that you're also kind of doing more with CT scans these days, too.
Yes, we're really looking at access for several other of our exams. CT scans, we have some new appointment times on Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon, so people can make an appointment so that it wouldn't interfere with their work. We also have Saturday MRI appointments and ultrasound appointments available.
Some of those scans just scare the heck out of me. Or is there kind of like with mammographies, you kind of have to, I don't want to say talk people off the ledge, if you will, but you probably have to calm a lot of nerves there too, don't you?
We do, and I have a great staff. All of my staff is really good at explaining what's going to happen in the test and kind of, you know, coaching and hand-holding a little bit if it's needed. So we make sure that everybody gets through their testing just fine.
That's great, for sure. I just, you know, I get enclosed and with, then yeah, that just scares me.
I might mention that we have a brand new CT scanner that was just installed last week.
That's great.
We're doing training on it this week and starting next week. That'll be the way that you get your CT scan at St. Mary Medical Center.
That's amazing. It's kind of, I imagine like with the 3D mammographies, those CT scans, the technology, and that's always evolving, isn't it?
It is. This one is faster at scanning. And also an important thing in this scanner is that it reduces the radiation to the patient, and that's a very significant good thing for the patient.
So you should call, and if you need such a scan, get an appointment in soon, correct?
Yes, if your doctor orders one, the scheduling department can get that settled for you quickly and easily, and we have lots of convenient times to get that done.
Very good. Am I missing anything about either of these things, Mary?
I don't think so. We just want to say how important it is with mammography to get your screenings done. You know, that's really something that we want women to be aware of, and we always try to make it easier. And with other testing, if your doctor orders the test, be sure and take that step and get your testing done.
Starting at age 40, unless genetics might dictate otherwise, correct?
Yes. If you have a first-degree relative, mother, sister, daughter with breast cancer, you want to start your screenings about 10 years before they got their cancer. So say your mom had breast cancer at age 40, you might need to start your annual screenings at age 30 instead of 40.
Okay. So again, and the number for OSF St. Mary's 344-3161, correct?
Yes. And if you need to schedule an appointment, the scheduling number is 344-9454.
344-9454. All right. Mary Mowen, Medical Imaging Director at OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Thank you so much for coming in. And hopefully this makes what can be sometimes a scary situation at least a little easier for people to try to deal with.
That's our goal, to always make it easier and serve our patients.
That's great. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Stay tuned. Kim Commando and sports coming up as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.